Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Gothamites, we are here to talk about Gotham Season 4, Episode 22. It is a season finale, not a series finale. Come on with us.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We are here. We are loud. We are live. Fox series on Fox were a bit of a killing field last week.
Murderous.
We are here partially in celebration of our show Gotham,
yes!
Holding on, getting a season 5 when Lucifer, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, the Mick, bunch of other stuff that's not Tim Allen based.
It's like your grandma when she got like really old and you like expected her to go, and yet she stuck around 5 Christmases later, and you're like grateful for it, but you're like, I didn't see that coming.
That is quite an analogy, sir.
Oh, here with the grandma analogies, we got Jeff in the corner.
Hi, guys.
To his right. Right.
We're doing it.
Not without grandma analogies, Joel Manika's here.
Hey.
And here with a hot take on a grandma analogy, Carla Beltran is here.
Hey, guys.
Hottest of take. This episode. Things happened.
A lot.
This is an amazing episode.
These past 7 days, including the past 2 episodes, plus an Alfred show that we'll talk about a little later, Gotham possibly not being renewed until Sunday. Like, this has been a roller coaster for everyone who follows this show. We're here. It happened. We're moving into a season, a fifth and final season. How are we feeling?
Good.
The last, 20 minutes really was, had me going. I liked where we went. I'm looking forward to entering a Gotham, as I've always said, that we're more familiar with based off of the experiences we've had. This is what prequels are for, to lead you into, your favorite kind of content. And it looks like we're going to get a lot of new things. So I'm excited about it. It's fun.
I agree. I'm down for it. I mean, I agree with Joelle. It was really slow the first, 40 minutes. There was a lot of, cliche stuff. I was okay with Raj. I thought him even coming back was a little pointless.
The entire Riddler storyline.
Yeah, that was, bizarre. But at the end, after, Lee kissed Gordon, and I was like, okay, now we can give farewell the cliches. Carla got her happy ending for the moment. And then we actually got into, real Gotham meat, which I liked. I liked how we ended, and I'm excited to see what season 6 is going to bring.
This series,
and you know what else I'm really excited about? We didn't see Poison Ivy. Huh?
No,
we didn't see Poison Ivy.
She's just gone.
Thank God.
We didn't see Zaz.
Yes, very briefly, we saw Zaz. It may not be the same actor, but he had the same bald head for 2 seconds in the clip.
I want to say a quick shout out to everybody in the chat. Silverwatcher 30, Eric Olin, Billie Jean 24, Andrew Gibbons, Derek Hogan.
Get lit.
Billie Jean 24. Hi, guys.
Howdy.
Hi.
So we're going to get started where the episode ended with the not bat symbol, just the spotlight in the sky.
Symbol.
But it brought Bruce there.
Emotionally, how did that impact you? Because at first I was like, oh my God, it's happening. We're in the sky, it's gray clouds, it's the light. And then I was like, what? How would you know to follow that? I mean, the city's people are evacuated, so we shouldn't be shining a spotlight. So it kind of makes it as a good beacon. I felt weird about it. Intellectually, it was strange.
I feel like Bruce would understand that that's probably roughly the location of the GCPD.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that he probably came up super cautiously.
Okay, all right.
But he essentially rolled up and found out it was just Gordon. And they had that big long scene about how everyone's carving out the city and the city's completely empty currently, and except for the criminal element, and that everyone's given up on us and we're going to go block by block.
I mean, speaking of good analogies, that whole, like, you're shining a light in the dark, and this idea of both of them finally accepting and actually taking on the mantles that they want to. Yeah, it hit poignantly. It was nice.
Yeah, I thought this was a really well-told, well-shot, well-experienced scene that would have sucked so hard if the show got canceled Sunday, guys.
Yes.
No, I don't think so. I think that would have been a good ending.
Really?
Yeah. Because it set everything up to be like, okay, now we're getting Batman and, like, Gotham is becoming Gotham.
So if the show were canceled, we'd all be okay with...
Yeah, that was a good ending.
I would have been happy if that's how the series ended.
I wouldn't have minded if we had maybe got some ears. Maybe I would have been disappointed. But they've kind of said for a long time that we're not going to ever get a full Batman. So I've been like, this is a really close Batman. Like, they're both on the roof. They're both overlooking their city. It's in turmoil.
I want to know what season 6 is going to bring. If, like, we're not going full Batman, but, like, we've set it up to be almost full Batman. Like...
What would have sucked is the way the Riddler and Lee ended it. That if this was the last episode, I'd been like, no!
Well, I guess that's what I mean. Less,
but what's his name is fixing
now you
them.
Seem to be upset about them killing, but when I was there, feeling their like relationship and
first
love,
of all, first
you guys
of
are like,
all,
oh, not about it.
Hold on. You got your Riddler and Lee, and you got your Gordon and Lee.
You just
need to sit content and, like, check yourself.
Enjoy your lighthouse moment.
That's right.
Sick as birds.
For those of you who do not know, every AfterBuzz TV panel is recorded in front of a live studio audience. They are just typically very quiet unless you bring the fire like we are tonight.
What it is we shut off the Wi-Fi, so now they have to pay attention to it.
They're normally just interns live tweeting.
Oh my god.
It's completely different. You guys brought up Lee and Gordon and Nygma. This Nygma business didn't read super true to me.
Stupid. Ridiculous.
I liked it.
It ruined his character. It took him on a tangent that was so unnecessary. And, like, I did not like it. I wasn't feeling it. I didn't.
Here's the thing. I really enjoy moments of torture in television series. I think it explores the way we as human beings are able to interact with one another and the depth of, like, harm we can do each other.
Yeah.
I'm coming to a point, y'all. The point being that this form of torture, the idea of just putting pressure on somebody's chest, is kind of intimate and personal, which is not at all the way that Penguin is feeling about Gordon. And as far as, like, a tangent, like, this is the kind of thing we see him do all of the time. It didn't develop or grow the character at all.
Right.
There was no true mystery. You're not going to kill Gordon. It's super early in the episode. I don't really know why we're here. Like, the whole formatting of it just didn't work. If we had had him, like, actually do, I don't know, a Riddler thing where he's, like, misleading him, like, Gordon's got a really important case to be solving right now. There are bombs everywhere. If Riddler is out here distracting him, like, potentially putting him in physical harm so that he is unable to help get these bombs off the bridges, that is a, like, much more dynamic storyline that feeds right back into our central plot and develops the character further.
It made the Riddler look weak, because normally he's very smart. Mm. Normally he plays games with you.
Truly.
And the fact that he just wanted to smash Jim because he thinks Jim wants to smash Lee, like... Dumb.
So, I think Nygma being so blinded by the Lee business is completely acceptable for him to take Gordon away from, like, a big bad, like, evacuating the city, like, one of the biggest perils we've ever faced.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not only that, but I feel like he also didn't know what was going on.
True. And
he didn't know the severity of it.
What I don't understand is why there weren't, like, riddles. Like, why
exactly. It made
one.
Him look...
But, like, why it wasn't so presentational.
Yeah,
like, he could have said...
It was like a fortune cookie riddle. It wasn't a real Riddler riddle.
Yeah, it was.
And, like, it would have made more sense if every 50 pounds, because he was going in increments of 50 pounds on the chest,
was like
up to 450, was some type of question or riddle getting into the fact that he's bad for Lee, or that Lee and him are together. And
a riddle that Gordon wasn't going to solve, so it just, like... encouraged him to, like, put more pressure on him.
All of them are riddles with two answers, so no matter what, he gets to crush it.
Yeah.
That would have been hilarious, and again, good, and a great use of his intelligence.
It was
a letdown for me,
which is sad, because this is not a sloppy Nygma otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Because of very
gosh, you guys really bring things into perspective. I didn't even think about that. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so awesome. He's killing him because he wants to be with Lee, but now that you're thinking about it, I'm like, wait a second, he could have totally done that, and it would have been so much better.
Yeah, like the illusion of choice, but then still doing what you want to do. That's Nick. Like, that's the Riddler.
Totally.
That's the Riddler. That would have made sense. And, like, like, you wouldn't even have to change much other than, like, the wording and the phrasing and, like, the blocking of the scene to make that happen.
Yep. Totally.
It was still good. Like, mm-hmm. still well acted, still fun.
It was so, fine.
So yeah.
It wasn't a finale delivery, though.
No.
So to cover the cutaways, I think the best way would be to list them right now. Lee and Nigma both wind up stabbing themselves and die?
Yeah, they die, right?
It appears that they are dead on the slabs in front of the doctor. He's bringing people back to life left and right, so I think that's kind of the whole thing.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Is he going to bring them back to life as Lee and Nigma?
No.
He's going to bring them back to life as something else,
he's
right?
He's Doctor Strange. He's got things to do.
A two-headed Nigma.
Okay,
Oh, poor Lee.
Am I the only one who immediately went there? That I was like, oh, he's going to sew them together somehow.
Oh my God! Yes,
I didn't think about that.
Like when you said that out there, I thought you meant like he's gonna pick one body and like combine both of the brains together, like into one person and one body. But I didn't think you'd actually mean like physically sew them together. Like that's like all sorts of torturous, demented.
If we're thinking,
but like Javel said, it helps us learn more about ourselves.
Yeah. If we're thinking truly maniacally, he would pick Nigma's body.
Nigma, yeah.
Yeah.
He would pick Nigma's body and then attach Lee's head. Mm. We're thinking truly maniacally.
No body mutilation, please. Let's end this. Gross.
Sorry.
Wait. We've gone too far for Joelle.
Yes.
Or you sew them back to back. That would be weird and fun.
I have a question. Because you're like the comic gothic comic book expert.
Sure.
If you could give a prediction. This could be for both of you guys. And Zach as well. You could totally.
I can't compare these two.
But if you guys were to give a prediction of who he would make them into, like as far as like villains that we haven't seen yet.
About that.
Who would you think he would bring them as?
Like a super Nigma.
As an expert on the Gotham TV series, it's going to be whatever they feel like.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But from the comic books, there is a wide variety of... There's a wide variety of Mantle characters you could choose from that are... I don't know.
We don't have a lot of, like, couples as in villaindom in Gotham. You know what I mean? People seem to team up and go, but as far as, like... They were romantically linked. We don't get a lot of that. So it seems like it'd have to be somebody almost entirely linked. Unless they wanted to bring
him... So you guys think that they'll still be in love even after they come back?
I don't know if that's what's going to happen. She said... Okay, so Lee says, I was going to offer something true, but it's just in your nature to kill the people you love. It is eerily similar to Hawkeye's story, Hawkman and Hawkgirl, but I don't think that would be very weird if they did that, and they're not villains, so I wouldn't go there, but those are the only two people I can think of that are consistently coupled, that fight together, have unique costumes that are together. I would say that perhaps, I don't know. I don't really know.
Also, codependence isn't love. They're codependent.
Oh, that's also true, sure.
They're not in love. They're codependent people. That's completely different. It's fooled for love a lot.
If you wanted to go crazy, she calls herself the Queen of Gotham. There is a family that fights. They represent the, like, cards, like playing cards. Yeah. So they're, like, the King, the Queen, the Joker. They have Ace, who's, like, a little girl who blows up, if you've watched the Gotham animated series. Mm. Batman the Animated Series.
You're getting there.
So they could be those guys. I forget what they're called. But they're like the queen. She's the Queen of Hearts.
A copyright acceptable version of the Queen of Hearts.
Yeah, which I wouldn't mind because they're like a family that fights. She saved the Narrows. So that would be their kind of niche in space.
In a world with a Mad Hatter. Like, yeah. It's completely
acceptable. You could totally make it work.
Mr. Freeze, they must have been listening to us last week. He carved out his own piece of Gotham.
True.
Firefly carved out her own piece of Gotham.
And Scarecrow,
he carved out his own piece of Gotham. Mm-hmm.
And Martine carved out somebody's guts along with his own piece of Gotham.
In a mask with a lady also in a mask. In a very cryptic, weird, probably going to be discussed all summer scene.
Yeah.
Carved out a house in Gotham with I think one of them's Echo. That's my guess.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's like really? A very Saw.
Wait, I had a question because like I thought that does Penguin know where Martine is?
Yes.
So Penguin sent Martine here.
Yeah.
To the place where he's being.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because he has Zaz take him out. He's like after the car explodes. explodes and he has him on the tunnel. And he's like, yeah, I gotta get him somewhere safe. He can't be near me. I'm dangerous. I'm pretty sure Penguin knows where he is.
Okay.
Okay, I can buy that. So, but do we think wherever he is and what he's up to is under Penguin's supervision?
No.
I feel like something. I feel like something fell apart here because that's not what he would want from our team.
Penguin was distracted.
No. Yeah. No, I definitely don't think he's aware of the situation. My question is, do you think that's Lady Arkham? And is this a Children of Arkham storyline?
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Or if Echo is also Lady Arkham.
That would not surprise me. She's close to the Wayne Foundation just because she's been working with Jeremiah. Jeremiah is no longer in his right mind. All his followers have abandoned him. Mm-hmm. So if Echo is Lady Arkham, that'd be interesting.
And like...
No, I want Echo to be Harley Quinn.
Well, for Echo to be Harley Quinn, Jerome would have to be Joker. And we've established this week... Officially on, was it Twitter or Instagram?
She could be some sort of Harley Quinn, because obviously they're probably not going to give her the name of Harley Quinn either.
For what we're mentioning, was it Twitter this week?
Twitter. Yeah, it was on Twitter, but it was in a specific interview.
It was an article, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can find the link to the interview. But yeah, it was the showrunner talking about Gotham's Clown Prince.
Well,
Cameron Moynihan, who portrays Jerome, so Cameron revealed it, says that Jeremiah Valeska in TV's Batman prequel pointed out that he isn't allowed to use the name Joker as it's reserved for the films only, and that's according to DC. Cameron had posted images of his hair, the purple, the red, the different kinds of colors they were using, different tests and stuff. He was like, look, we can't call him the Joker, but you guys know spiritually.
He had also mentioned in that tweet that they were trying to shy away from the color green.
Yes. Because he had the purple hair.
So there's more purple than there is green. I like the freedom he gets to just be this version of kind of the Joker.
Yeah.
He gets to be exactly what he wants to be.
Well, and they hit every iteration of the Joker, which, again, the genius of Gotham is it's like, look, this is an alternate universe, so our rules don't need to apply to anything you've known, and yet we're able to revisit every single stage. We could stitch together 75 years of a character into a couple, like 100 episodes, almost exactly. And you can enjoy it in all of his various forms and see how it affects Gotham in general, how these different Jokers operate, how they connect and disconnect with characters. It's really fascinating, and they got a great actor to do it.
Speaking of fascinating and great actors, our founder Maria gets a lot of actors.
Oh, my God. She does. Her interviews are super great. If you guys want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, we have got a podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us who sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out.
Yes, love that show. It's a very good show. She's going to have a lot of great guests. Has a lot of great guests.
Tomorrow.
Would not be shocked if Cameron was a guest in the next
year. Oh, my God. Write Maria and let her know.
Tell
her she should bring us on to talk to him.
Amanda Powell in the chat. Y'all know the showrunners are going to change their mind about Jay being Joker in real life in about 10 weeks. This feels like a DC directive, though.
Yeah, I don't think the showrunners can go up to DC and be like, actually, we've decided. It would be really kind of cool if they could, but DC does not play. They have rules. Warner Brothers is a giant entity.
Well, also DC as like a movie universe is kind of in shambles, but they still have strict control over the TV universe.
Yeah. Well, and it'll be interesting. I understand them not wanting to bring the Joker into this television show because they've got Jared Leto's version of the Joker happening in their universe. Plus, they're doing a Joker standalone film with not Jared Leto. It's already confusing to people who don't follow the comics, either the books or the visual representations of the books. Mm-hmm. So adding a third could get really messy for them.
Yeah, and it's already kind of messy.
Yeah.
Well, if they do one full movie for just the Joker, I definitely vote for them to take Cameron on this.
Okay. You should write them and let them know.
Because
I'll tweet at them.
I'll email my contact.
Okay.
Andrew Gibbons in the chat, gotta save Joker for the Harley Quinn movies. I do agree, Harley Quinn, of all the stuff we've seen out of the DCEU, if you will, Harley Quinn and Wonder Woman are the two things worth saving.
Oh, sure.
And I guess Aquaman. I guess Aquaman, because we didn't see enough of them.
We haven't seen the movie yet, so we will see. I have faith, but I'm also nervous. I'm more excited for the Swamp Thing movie they just announced, which it's going to be so good.
I've been burned before.
Shh, we don't have to go there. It's going to be better this time. I believe it.
So following Bruce back to his main thread, Selena is in a hospital bed, unconscious this entire episode. Yeah. Because of what Jerome did, Jerome is in a jail cell at the GCPD. He's requesting Bruce be brought, to which Gordon says, no, that's stupid. To which he blows up one building, or Ra's al Ghul blows up one building, and then gets martial law declared, which seems to be a part of Jerome's really massively complicated plan, which, DC, complicated plans that work out to a T.
You know, I didn't like the pairings. Did you guys?
Of it's Raj and Jerome?
Yeah, I just...
Raj and Jeremiah?
Wish we had more kind of context between them earlier.
Agreed, and I think that it was useless to bring back Raj. Like, to bring him back, to, like, steal Barbara's power, to then have him come and help Jeremiah, and then to kill him in the end.
You know what? It would have been much better if Raj had been where Ivy was, and then we didn't see them for the same amount of time, and then he came back today. Because you would have been like...
Yeah, that would have been a real plot twist.
What? Who knew? Like, here he is! But, like, he's been coming and going, and he's kind of in and out, and does Barbara really have powers, or no, not really? It's just, oh my gosh, it's been so much confusion back and forth that when he finally came back today, I was just like, I don't care.
Yeah, or well, he came back last week. Like, I would have preferred he be a vision that she had, that Barbara had to vanquish within her own mind.
Yeah.
Yes!
That would because you guys then, have totally ruined this for me right now.
Sorry! Like, but I'm just, like, I'm saying, like, that would have given more punch to the fact that he somehow still exists than all of this exposition we got weeks ago about how he exists and why he exists and this ancient order and this and that. Like, I would have much rather gotten where we got today, which is Barbara with the help of Bruce vanquishes the living, breathing Ra's al Ghul once and for all, which A, tables him from everything else. Barbara has half his power. Bruce has half his power. However you break that down. Moving forward, that's clearly where we are now. I would have preferred to not see him a bunch this week.
Also, explain to me why we give Barbara a team of badass lady assassins and then they stand around.
Oh god, this fight scene.
Please, for the love of God, like, we could have had like a cool, like, even just basic strobe light hallway scene fight. In very limited, I know we're not competing with Marvel Netflix in fight scenes here, but, like, y'all gotta give me something. Like, you have a team of lady assassins. What? It's like a writer's dream. I just don't understand why we don't use them at all.
In their defense, they only gave us 2 minutes of anything. Which was, if they knew...
We got, like, a full half hour of the Riddler nothing.
But if we, like... Painful. But if they knew it was going to be kind of mediocre... And other than, like, the finale, they at least did a good job of just getting there. Of, the knife and the thing. The knife and, like, the Tabitha Ra's stuff. And then the penguin saving Tabitha in that fight. Like, those are the beats you actually needed. And if you're not going to, like, set the world on fire with how that fight scene looks, I like the idea of making it 90 seconds, just hitting those beats. And having us go, man, that fight scene was disappointing. But it still hit all the beats we needed to move forward.
Yeah.
I mean, everything after that was bonkers good. Like, as soon as that fight... Like, I like the fight scene. I like some of the pairings. I just wish it had been filmed better and that the lady assassins had been involved in any aspect of it. But everything after was really great. Like, where we ended up was fun. Yeah. Like, the way a lot of the relationships resolved... Even though I wasn't a fan of the stabbings.
Didn't you call that Butch was going to be killed?
Oh, instantly. Instantly. Because here's the thing. And here's, oh my God, the redemption of this season. Because we talked a couple weeks ago about how we not hated, but had a real problem with Penguin and Butch. Like, nothing is happening much. Like, they're like, why is this happening? Oh, Penguin was biding his time? Amazing!
That was so good
and emotionally impactful. Nice that is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. The stuff that sneaks up on you, but totally makes sense. I knew instantly, like, this is way too happy for Butch and Tabitha. They are never allowed to be happy. The show has made that very clear. Turmoil is what their life is. I wasn't expecting that. Like, you said you knew he was going to shoot him. As soon as that gun came, I was like, what is happening? It's so good. And then for it to be because of his mother...
We get some stuff right on this panel. None of us had that 100% right. Because, like, that's maniacal.
It's Penguin.
It was great, though.
Like, it was amazing.
To track down B.D. Wong, one of the best character actors on television, to be Hugo Strange in three scenes, to make Butch not Silver just to kill him.
I was instantly, I'm like, oh, you're vulnerable now. Look at you all spiffy in your suit. Like, you have to die. Oh, so good. And poor Tabitha, but also, like, what... We were talking about, or I was like, last week, I really wanted the Ice Lounge to come back because I wanted everyone to have their clubs.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, it's going to happen next season. Everyone's got their clubs. Yeah. We're dueling in the streets. And it's mostly going to be our Tabby and the Sirens versus Penguin, I bet. And I just, oh my God, I can't wait.
Oh, yeah, because now so Barbara wants to kill Penguin.
She does. Yeah. Well, and all men, apparently.
Well, and now it's just the criminal element of the city. Like, the criminals are going to take over Gotham, and no one's... Like, because it sounds like the government, it's probably cheaper and easier to just abandon Gotham City than it is to go in and try and fix it.
Yeah.
So it's going to be, like, one faction of good, led by Gordon and Bruce and the GCPD, and, like, everybody else is just a villain.
Evil, yeah, trying to take
over. It's just a training, it's literally a Batman training ground.
Yeah.
Like, if you could...
I'm like, yay!
If you could design a training course for a young Batman, I think that's what we're proposing.
Yeah.
Just an empty Gotham City with no innocent people. Just literally turn up and just beat everybody down. And then find out crimes. Find out where the bigger bads are as a detective. Because, Bruce Wayne's a detective sometimes.
Bring back Montoya next season.
Please.
I want Montoya because she's Batwoman, and it would be really cool to see a police officer. Like, again, I want more police storylines too. Like, I really hope we get more Gordon out here, like, having to organize the troops and having them, like, the backlash from that. Because if all you're doing is fighting supervillains all day, like, that's exhausting for police. Yeah. Like, this is awful. So hopefully we get, like, a lot of dissent within the ranks.
So... We should probably dive into the news and gossip, although I think we've covered most of it
yeah.
in passing, but we'll get to it officially now.
So, AfterBuzz TV News.
All right. I mentioned it up top. I can't not mention it. Season 5. There is a Gotham. It is season 5. Correct me if I'm wrong. It is 15 episodes, and it will be the final season.
I think 13.
13? Whatever number brings them to 100 is what I can guarantee you is how long this fifth and final season is. We kind of reported this a little early, like 3-4 weeks ago. We kind of because there was an entertainment.
Well, they did the spread.
There was a confirmation.
There was an Entertainment Weekly cover where everyone talked about how there'd be a season 5, and then it was, but then it was unconfirmed up through midday Sunday, complete with Robin Lord Taylor like trying to like hashtag renew Gotham, like make sure that comes out.
My guess is Fox is like, yeah, wait. Look at the books. It's only 13 episodes. We can afford that. Good writers, we're watching you. Like, well, keep those budgets tight.
Well, and I also think there's been murmur around town that things like Lucifer were canceled.
Oh my God, devastating.
Not because of input from an impending Disney merger so much as just the mere mention of an impending Disney merger. They wanted to get rid of stuff that might not be Disney approved, if you will. And like, that would be a version, like, I'm hearing that about Brooklyn Nine-Nine as well.
Interesting.
That, like, there's stuff that, like, oh, well, that's too edgy a comedy. Disney won't like that, and then they just cancel it.
This explains the NBC pick. NBC said, oh, are we going squeaky clean everywhere? Yeah, we will do this.
Well, also, NBC makes, it's one of those weird inside baseball things, where NBC makes Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but then Fox paid more to air it. So the second Fox,
I didn't know that.
The second Fox canceled it, they were like, well, I guess we'll air it now. Like, We already have a precinct on the back lot. We're just
going
to do that.
Because
that's not Gotham related. What is Gotham related? Do you have the
I do. It's right
Alfred
here. Fox is exiting with Gotham, but Epix is picking up a 10-episode straight series order called Pennyworth, which is a DC original story from Gotham boss Bruno Heller. This was announced on Wednesday. It focuses on him as a soldier, as a former security company, who goes to work for Thomas Wayne in the 1960s in London. So interesting. 10-episode miniseries sounds dope. I'm hoping for maybe like Band of Brothers feel mixed with like hippie revolution. So we're looking at like Beatles and hippies in London and the Beatles and a lot of international Beatles. Spy work, hopefully.
Yeah. Oh, I love everything about this. I love the idea that possibly being a precursor to Gotham, because they haven't confirmed it either way, and it is the same showrunner. So I would like the idea of a Hellerverse, if you will.
Sure.
First coined here, guys. If it does become
that,
a
is that the hashtag for this week?
Brunoverse, maybe? Brunoverse or Hellerverse? Let me know. Yanny or Laurel. But let me know in the comments about that. But I really am excited about the story of Alfred Pennyworth. You would obviously, given the timeline, have to get somebody much younger.
Yeah. In this interview with The Wrap, he also mentions that the final season of Gotham will focus on Bruce Wayne's transformation into the Caped Crusader. Yep, that's it. That's it on the news. We're excited about it.
Those are the two big items, and we mentioned the Jerome Joker stuff as well. Like that, it's a kind of a heavy news week, given that it's renewed and canceled all kind of in the same boat.
Yeah.
I like to consider it ended.
Yes,
like we've done a full arc of the story. Mm-hmm. We can't go into the Batman territory, otherwise Gotham is kind of weird. We're, you know, it just feels like time to end it. And I'm excited to see how they put a bow on it.
And I'm glad that we know that it's ending. That way we can prepare for it. Rather than, like, since, like, Sunday, we didn't really know if it was going to be renewed and if this episode was going to be the last episode that we ever saw of Gotham. So I feel like you get a little bit of closure knowing that the next season is going to be the last one and that, like, you know, the ending will be, like, satisfactory.
Totally.
Yeah, like, you know grandma's going, so you can prepare for it emotionally.
That's exactly. A good one. I respect that one.
Emotionally, mentally, physically. Yeah.
Physically, you can start going through her house and collecting what items you want.
The Gucci purse. I'm
just, just put the little sticky notes on it and make sure everyone knows. Purple's my color. Don't touch my pearls.
Also, Michael McClelland in the chat, as far as I'm aware, who gets the network, who doesn't get the network in this Disney merger is still very, very unclear. And that it informed potentially some decisions or was a factor in some decisions per the rumor and innuendo, if you will, of the past couple days around this town, that there's something there with a Disney merger and something and a show like Lucifer, a show like Gotham, or a show like Brooklyn Nine-Nine, just to confirm that in the chat. Also, Hellerverse, I think, is what we're going with. Eric in the chat says Hellerverse. Jonathan Shaw says hashtag Gothamverse. I like the idea of a Gothamverse. If we have like a Penguin spinoff, or because we still have 13 episodes to try and build someone towards a spinoff in another city, perhaps. Like, you kind of burnt Lee, but like Barbara would be a very strong.
Take Barbara to Bloodhaven. Take Barbara to Bloodhaven. Give me a young dick. Like, oh my God, I want it. I want it so bad. That would be amazing.
I was just going to say Metropolis. Just let Barbara go to Metropolis. In a Metropolis without Superman.
I don't know if Heller does a good Metropolis. If Metropolis becomes a dark city, I'm instantly not intrigued.
No, but I like the idea of Metropolis being the Metropolis we know, which is just perfect. But then Barbara shows up. And whereas Barbara brings Gotham with her to Metropolis, and then how Metropolis fights back in a world with no Superman.
Shut it down.
Make it a Lois Lane show when I'm in. Before Superman shows up.
Lois Lane and Lex Luthor will be there, but it's Barbara entering from Gotham.
I'll take it as long as the season finale is the Clark shows up and you're like, oh, okay, it's gonna be.
No, the season finale is small though. The season finale is a baby Clark shows up.
No, boo! Shut it down.
Or they mention, or at one point in the pilot, Lois Lane mentions that there's a baby in Smallville, and that's a really weird story, and then we never touch it ever again.
But then Lois couldn't marry Clark. It's weirding me out now. I don't like it.
Sorry. Sorry, I thought we were in a safe creative space, Joelle.
We're spitting ideas.
We're just kind of, how are we going to spin off some characters? Yeah. Fish Mooney show, where does she go?
Oh my gosh, yes, let's get a Fish Mooney show, guys.
Totally. Fish Mooney would go down to Louisiana where Swamp Thing is, and we would have
Doctor
a bunch of dope
Strange
Southern
get
exhibits.
A show.
Hugo Strange show.
I just want it to be a reality show that airs on the internet. Where it's just
like
20
a competition
minutes of him
show.
Doing like a makeover, but it's making
No. Well, I mean, he can either do his own botched, or it can be it can be like a competition show amongst the villains that he's like the, you know,
the host for.
Yeah.
Well, also that. We're throwing a lot of spinoffs at you.
Ideas.
You need to take some. Gotham Shark Tank had a lot of traction in last week's episode.
Gotham Shark Tank.
Alfred, Bruce, Lex Luthor
Barbara,
just turns up.
Yeah.
This is great, guys.
So, I think we covered everything in the episode. It's probably time for some
predictions.
Carla
jumped out. You're after Buzz TV.
Predictions.
So, does he wear the cowl by the 13th episode?
Yes. No. They already told us we're not getting the cowl.
Like, I'm pretty sure.
If I remember correctly, we're never going to see a cowl.
I mean, not to say that they're Smallville, but Smallville said we're never going to see him fly. We're never going to see him in the suit. Mm. We're never going to see the cape. And by the end of Smallville, we saw he literally flew away as Superman with the Superman song. So
he's
I'm not saying this
away
is
with Selena.
Okay.
I think we're going to see the cowl, and we're going to end in some way. Actually, better question, do we get a bat symbol?
Yeah, I think we get a tool belt.
Is that where it ends?
I don't think we're, just like they didn't want to go full Joker, I don't think they're going to want to go full Batman. I don't think we get an insignia. I think what we'll start getting is a bunch of, like, a battering,
small
perhaps.
Stuff.
I think we might get any of the things he uses to, like, careen himself through the city. Is it Bat Launcher? Damn it, I played those video games. I can't remember any of the gadget names. but, yeah, I think we'll start getting that. Stun guns, him building stuff up. We'll get a more complete Bat Cave. Maybe a giant penny. I don't know. I just want to throw it out there.
Yeah.
If I could get a T-Rex or a giant penny, I will be very happy. But yeah, I think that's sort of the version of Batman. We might get a cape. I think we came as close as we're going to get with the trench coat. Maybe we get a slightly more evolved version of the trench coat we saw earlier.
Okay, so we're split on cowl. I think cowl.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. I think it's going to end with either the bat symbol or it's going to end with him, like a the back of him with, like, the cape or something.
Yeah.
We're going to have that final moment where you know he's now officially Batman.
Yeah,
we're going to get that.
Also, Michael McClelland in the chat, bat nipples, question mark? No, please. Please, God, no. Please, God, no on the George Clooney bat nipples.
But the bat credit card could come back. I'm okay.
That's not a terrible idea, actually. He needs low interest rates.
Exactly.
He spends a lot of money.
Also, he doesn't need people tracking. Like, Mr. Wayne, we see you spent $5,000 on a rubber suit. We just want to make sure this is the purchase you actually made. Stop calling here.
So, Lee, Nygma.
Oh, my God.
What are we thinking?
Alive. Some kind of Bride of Frankenstein situation going on here.
13 episodes.
I hate it, but
beautiful.
I agree.
13 episodes. How many of those episodes do we actually see Hugo Strange? I'm putting the over-under at 3.
Yeah, top 5. I'll max out at 5.
So you're taking the over?
I'm going to say 2.
You're going to take the under? I'm taking the under. I'm saying under 3.
Yeah. I think we'll be lucky if we get 3.
I think exactly 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Exactly 3. So
I think we'll get exactly under. 3 because he has to come back. He has to fix them. Something's going to happen with them and everybody that's going on. And then at the end, somebody's going to end up like killing him or getting rid of him. Or he's going to leave so that we could have a spinoff from him.
Ooh. Okay. Extreme Makeover Gotham Edition is what Eric Olin in chat said.
You did it, Eric. Good for you. That's amazing.
I'm still holding out on a botch type show with Dr. Hugo Strange.
I like that.
So, Lee's staying. What do we think with... So, is Gordon in charge of all the police? No one outranks him.
I mean,
yes.
He must
stayed,
be
right?
Now, yeah. They blew up the mayor.
Like
he's just honorary lieutenant.
Like,
yeah. I mean, also, all of his officers drew on a military official. If the federal government could come back and try to shut the GCPD down, I'd be here for that storyline. Like, it got messy. You can't do that.
Yeah,
but that is really bad.
But they're not coming after him at Gotham, and which is funny because he's going to fix Gotham to a point where the military can come back and try to re-civilize it, and the first thing they're going to do is try to arrest him.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be really silly.
Oh,
it's going to be so silly. Jerome, he alive.
He will be very
Jerome
well
alive. Jerome or Jeremiah?
Sorry, Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah will very well be alive.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And he will not die again. He will definitely continue to live on.
I think we'll see one more iteration of Joker because I believe we have one left to go.
Mm.
Okay.
So it'll be interesting to see how and if they pull that off.
Also, yeah. Harvey Dent, a couple people in the chat, including Eric Watkins, brought it up. There is a Harvey Dent in the Gothamverse.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there is?
Harvey Dent has been cast. He exists. He's a young district attorney. We've not seen him since season 3.
Yep.
Do you think he comes back or he drops completely?
Oh, he's got to come back.
I hope
Two-Face. Like, yes.
If you only have 13 more weeks, you need to get your stuff in.
I hope we open with him getting his face burned and the bridge blowing. And that's just it. Like, I don't need any more backstory. There's no law to prosecute. Like, it doesn't make sense for him to be a lawyer when we start. Like, we have things to do. Like, just burn half of his face and let's get into crazy wild suits.
Perfect.
Yes.
Done.
Don't forget Selena.
I will not forget Selena. How do it seems likely she's in a wheelchair.
You guys think so?
Chua called it. We'll
see. Is it Oracle?
Huh?
Maybe? Give me a version of Oracle. I don't think the Oracle, but if we get a version where she's like, you know, running his computers, helping him do the things, because Alfred's not going to stay away for too long. Mm-hmm. That would be bonkers. That would be amazing.
I think I'm the only one that believes that she will come back as Catwoman.
It's possible.
As a version of a Catwoman. It's very possible.
I also think there's a strong possibility that she'd be in a wheelchair for the same three episodes where we have Dr. Hugo Strange, mm-hmm. and then Dr. Hugo mm-hmm. Strange...
Fixes her.
Fixes her. Fixes her, but makes her a villain in the process.
Or makes her a real Catwoman.
Something... And, like, we've played on... the Catwoman character, they always like to play on the idea that she's a cat, so she has nine lives. Correct mm-hmm. me if I'm wrong, this is only the second...
Yeah,
so second or third time...
Third.
Yeah, third.
This will be the third time she's evaded death in some way, so she gets nine.
Mm. Yeah.
Are they really going to go after her six more times?
They better.
In 13 episodes? That's a
Every other week, another death-defying stunt by Catwoman.
I know. 13 episodes and she has six more lives. That's... It's a bit much.
Mitchell in the chat, I'm up for a Selena Kyle spinoff. I'd be down for that.
That girl is killing that role. I'm really totally here
She's
for it.
She's killing the role.
If it's,
I'll give her that.
Like, take a 2 or 3 year hiatus, come back like early college years, like mid-20s, running shit. I'm here for it.
Yeah. I'm here for it. Do we have any predictions at large before we head on out of here?
Poison Ivy never comes back. I think they're just a character. I really
and
think they're done.
We pray, amen.
Well, all great. Right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Gotham After Show.
It's over.
It's the season. Back.
We're going to be back. It is the season 4 finale. But in the meantime, Zach, where can the people find you?
Guys, you can follow me. I'm Zach Peter, and I'm at Just Plain Zach everywhere, all the places. I make it easy for you because I know you have a short attention span.
He's
but
a good
I love
you. I've been Joelle Monique. You can find me all over the internet at Joelle Monique. This week at Ontario Comic Con in California on the 19th and the 20th. I've got two Star Wars panels, including one just on Thrawn. I'm very excited. I have watched every episode of Darkwing Duck. I'm so tired, but it's so good. We're going to talk about that as well as Scalped, Jason Aaron's Eisner winning comic book. I'm really excited to sit down with him. Also, go over to Nerdist. We did a documentary on Black Panther, and it was great. And, you know, follow me on Twitter for more updates and things.
Do it.
And hey, guys, I'm your host, Carla Beltran. I just want to thank you all so much for watching the Gotham After Show. And honestly, I've loved working this panel with you guys, and I look forward to the next season, the season finale. We're super stoked. 13 episodes will be here. We hope that you'll be here, too. But meanwhile, you can find me on Instagram at I am Carla Beltran or on Twitter at Carla Beltran with an R at the end.
And as always, I'm Steve Kaufman. You can find me on Twitter almost exclusively at Steve Kaufman. That is K-A-U-F-M-A-N-N. I also do a lot of shows here at AfterBuzz TV. I tweet about them regularly. I also run YouTube pages for four prominent pro wrestling personalities. You want to know which ones? Come on over to my Twitter. For Zach Peter, Joelle Monique, Carla Beltran, I've been Steve Kaufman. Thank you, citizens, and good night.
Ciao.
Ciao.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Hashtag It's Gotham.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.